History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
KMOX FM Hazelwood, the voice of St. Louis.
Not much talking, but more attacks in the Middle East. The United States carrying out an 11th straight night of strikes. Bahrain and Saudi Arabia this morning warning about incoming attacks. Secretary of State Marco Rubio asked about the potential for peace talks with Iran.
The problem we're having right now is that they're not serious about talks. If they're serious, we're serious. If they're not, then we will do what is necessary to protect that, our interests, and also the interests of our allies.
Later this morning at Dover Air Force Base, the dignified transfer for the remains of some of the troops killed in the Middle East. President Trump will be there. Parts of the Gulf Coast facing the prospect of a hit later today from Tropical Storm Bertha. Parts of the Northeast cleaning up after strong storms that canceled thousands of flights and spawned tornadoes overnight. Some of OpenAI's artificial intelligence escaping what was supposed to be a controlled testing system and then hacking into another company on its own. This is ABC News. In New York, a former Army private has now been charged in the case of a fire set at a federal building.
That attack, federal prosecutors said.
Today is Wednesday, July 22nd. I'm Megan Lynch. A new task force is forming to solve some of the region's biggest challenges.
The task force aims to examine the public education crisis in the region and how it is tied to declining population. Task Force Chair Pamela Westbrooks-Hodge is a former member of the Missouri Board of Education and says this work began as an analysis of Normandy's downfall.
Enrollment trends over the last 10 years, we looked at the financial panels, we looked at the demography data, and we immediately realized early on into that research that it's not just a Normandy issue, it's a regional issue.
Westbrooks-Hodge says 30 of the 48 districts they examined saw a decline in enrollment by 5% or more over the last decade. She adds they're exploring all kinds of potential solutions the region can undertake, including consolidation. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
St. Louis Public Schools hosting a final public meeting tonight. The system has held several meetings to get community input on the potential plan to close up to 22 schools. The district claims it could save up to $30 million a year. The final meeting starts tonight at 5 at Metro Academic and Classical High School. After the meeting, Superintendent Myra Berry expected to recommend a plan to the school board, although a date for that meeting has not yet been announced. There's another hot topic issue being discussed tonight. Although there are no data centers currently proposed in Wentzville, their board of aldermen will debate a potential six-month ban on large-scale centers tonight. Officials say the goal of the ban is to get a jump start on assessing city ordinances before any potential data centers are proposed. That meeting starts at 6 at Wentzville City Hall. Manchester's board of aldermen votes 4-1 against a plan to turn a 119-year-old former schoolhouse into a BMW service center. Suntrup Automotive Group needed a special use permit to convert the building on Henry Avenue. It's part of a historic district established in 2003. They wanted to turn it into repair bays, a gift shop, and a parking lot. Opponents like resident Heidi Milner packed the meeting.
The zoning code exists for moments exactly like this. It doesn't ask whether a proposal is profitable. It asks whether it belongs in this location.
Suntrip's plan also included a 45-car lot behind the building. Dealership owner Craig Suntrip told aldermen the changes would have improved the property and brought jobs to the area. Attorney General Catherine Hanaway says she still wants to see an explanation from the owners of the Mark Twain Hotel about how they're going to fix the nuisance issues stemming from the hotel, despite its owner's plans to close. If they don't comply, Hanaway says legal action will follow.
We'll go ahead and file suit to have it declared a public nuisance and a court order that it be vacated.
Hanaway says she's working with the St. Louis Police Department to identify other problem properties that could face similar legal action. A double fatality crash in Jefferson County leaves two dead. Jefferson County firefighters dispatched to Highway MM near Miller Road this morning a little after 6. When they arrived at the scene, they reported that the victims were already deceased. Officers are working to find out what time the crash occurred overnight. Lake St. Louis police stopped an elderly resident from losing thousands of dollars last Wednesday during during a cryptocurrency scam. The police department says the victim was contacted by two scammers posing as a tech company employee and a federal employee. The scammers directed the victim to retrieve more than $46,000 in cash from a bank to deposit into a crypto kiosk. Police were later able to recover all the money the victim lost. The Sam's Steakhouse embezzlement case ended with a sentencing that left the restaurant's owner frustrated.
Former bookkeeper Matthew Brash got 21 months for stealing $1.4 million, but his co-defendant, former general manager Mark Ernie, who allegedly spent $400,000 in stolen funds at Amazon and at bars in the Grove, was let into a diversion program requiring only $10,000 in restitution. St. Louis Magazine reports there was confusion in the courtroom. The judge appeared to signal he might change that, and the restaurant owner left, believing that Ernie would owe far more, but the written order told a different story. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
A new Touchette Regional Hospital received state approval, clearing the way for a $231 million healthcare investment. It's designed to expand behavioral health services, attract medical specialists, and help more Southern Illinois and Metro East patients receive care close to home. The 108-bed facility will be built on Sandy Ridge Road in Cahokia Heights. Groundbreaking is set for March of 2027, with the hospital opening mid to late 2029. Another proposed expansion, this time affecting local sports fans. St. Louis County Executive Sam Page wants to spend part of a $66 million tourism payment on the Creve Coeur Park soccer complex, three new turf fields, and a new administrative building. Page says the investment is about more than soccer.
We know that our population growth over the past three decades has been stagnant. Some families see opportunities for their children elsewhere. We need to make St. Louis County the place where people, where families see opportunity for their kids, and that's where we're going with this proposal.
The money comes from a one-time state payment tied to a change in how the Downtown Dome and America Center are governed, and it's restricted to tourism-related spending.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.